This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, the Gatesworth has been designed to provide the most exceptional environment possible. The Gatesworth standards of personalized service are unmatched, and its highly effective trained staff is empowered to do all the necessary things to make your experience outstanding. I was there on Saturday night. My mom and I and her crew, we had a great dinner. Food is just outstanding. They had barbecue pork ribs. I said to my mom, can I have one of yours? And she says, no, you have enough. And we had a little dessert, and it's just a great place to be.
You
Gatesworth,
have
170 and Delmar, please stop by and say hello or check it out. The Gatesworth Spa is also one of the great places of health and wellness, beauty and fitness. They do it all at the Gatesworth.
That's right after you guys were watching The Red Zone on Fox 2 Saturday night, a little Cardinal pregame, and then it was a great diversion for nervous Blues fans.
You had
Fox Baseball. Joe Buck was on the game. I didn't know he was doing it. Cards, Cubs, Wrigley.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Didn't get a ball out of the infield after the second inning. That's
4-0 after the top of the first with Jack Flaherty. I know, but didn't you say, oh, this is kind of fun on a Saturday night? Hell, Blues players might be watching. Just sitting around, 4-0 after the top of the first. Flaherty's on the mound. That's disappointing. It's not a Game 6 Stanley Cup game that you could have won. It's not anywhere close, but God, that was disappointing.
The offense is bad. It's what it comes down to. I'm guessing it's bad approach because they seem to do worse the more they see a pitcher, which would suggest that pitchers are adjusting and the hitters aren't adjusting back. But it's just ugly.
Yeah, I'll tell you that John Mabry. Oh, no, it's not Mabry. We can't blame John Mabry anymore.
Well, it could have been John Mabry, but it could also be Jeff Albert, right? It's not, you know.
It could be both.
It could be that they're both bad.
It's the players. Gosh, absolutely.
Right. The hitting coach is the most overrated.
You work hard, you show them film, you encourage them, and then it's up to the players.
Let's be real. The common denominator, I hate to say it, this is an upper management player thing. It's roster construction. It's a lot of things. Let me tell you, it's not the hitting coach. And it's not Shill. I mean, we gave Matheny a lot of grief. I think you realize that Matheny may not have been great for the job. It wasn't the Matheny era. I mean, it was just how the Cardinals organization is working right now.
Can it be both, though? Because, all right, league-wide.
It could be.
First time through the order, second time through the order, offense increases. Average, on base, slugging. All gets better, Major League Baseball wide. At least on an average standpoint, everything increases. The Cardinals get worse. First time, second time through the order against the same pitcher, their average drops. On base, drops. Slugging, drops. That's an approach issue. That means that the starters, they have a book on them the second time through, which is at least a minimum a quarter of the game, could be as much as a third of a game, where the offense is non-existent. That is an issue of approach from the hitting coach to the hitters. There's a disconnect.
How about this theme? It was during our award-winning Red Zone, Charlie, which was half Blues, by the way. We just decided to kind of wedge that into our Cardinals show.
What award did you win?
Well, I'm just saying somewhere they'll notice how good it was.
In the archives?
And Charlie brought up the point, who's their all-star? Like when you get to the all-star game, who is the Cardinals?
Probably
I guess
DeYoung.
It's Ozuna.
DeYoung.
Maybe.
Well, Ozuna number-wise is going to be up there. DeYoung is having, since
he's
April,
struggled, yeah.
Has been in the tank, so it's not Carpenter.
Oh,
it's not DeYoung.
The commish actually wrote an article endorsing John Gant.
I don't hate that idea, although, of course, and then we did
then
a whole
a bad day.
We did a whole segment on him saying, hey, this guy Gant, he is a stud. He's your possible MVP.
Fox 2 jinx.
And then, of course, he was part of the problem on Saturday night at Wrigley Field.
Okay, about that broadcast, though. So Joe Buck is absolutely the greatest. He's so unbelievable. And yet he's trending on Twitter for maybe they were all Cub fans, but they're all, I can't believe I have to listen to Joe Buck do a Cardinal game on national TV. God, these people.
He hasn't been a Cardinal broadcaster for how many years? 12, 13, 14? It is unbelievable how it did. doesn't matter. He could do the Phillies and Mets next week, and Mets will fans will hate him, and Phillies fans will hate him. It's a no-win proposition. But that's three straight weeks of Fox 2 baseball. We went 2-1, Hoff. Two out of three ain't bad. The other night, sort of a letdown. The best part was probably Wainwright saying his wife was leaving Chicago. She was on the trip to go back to the Blues game, even though he's pitching Sunday night.
Boy, those little innings when he's got the headset on. If that guy's not at the MLB Network, if he wants to do it, he's got to be. Another guy who should be at the NHL Network, and certainly he hasn't taken many collisions lately, is David Backes. Gosh, if I'm him, I think Boston will probably buy him out of those 2 years. I can't picture them bringing him back. He ought to take that job and have less, you know, head trauma and just enjoy life.
It is a weird deal. I got on the elevator early to go down. I think it was 2-zip at that point. And I just wanted to be downstairs, whatever. And I'm getting on the elevator, and all of the Bruins' healthy scratches are getting on. And I'm like, David, he's like, hey, good to see you. Heading down, I'm like, we're at the Stanley Cup Final. And David Backes and I are on an elevator. It just seemed weird, didn't it? That it even happened, and that he's on the other team, but he's actually not on the ice. And the great debate, remember, was do you give him 5 years? Boston did. Doug Armstrong said, we can't do it. I'm one of those guys who died on the hill and said, I want him even when he's old leading my team. I want him in my room. The big argument was him or Steen, because Steen still got 2 more years. And Doug Armstrong has said, I think Steen had some more miles left on him. And
plus,
less wear
Backes
and tear.
Is heavy style.
Right, and he basically said, but you still, Steen is still under contract for 2 more years at top dollar.
Who's happier today? The Cardinals because they get to play the Marlins, or the Marlins because they get to play the Cardinals?
I think Sandy Alcantara is going to be fired up tonight.
Cardinals have a worse record than the Marlins do since May 1st. The Cardinals, from the beginning of May.
The Cardinals have a worse record than the Marlins.
They are 12-22 since the end of April, the Cardinals are. The Marlins in that span are 15-19.
That's bad. By the way, Marlins' man was there last night, sitting behind one of the goals. Did you see that?
I did not.
He had been texting me saying he wanted to be there, and there he was, sitting behind. I don't know if you could see it, but he had a pretty prominent seat.
You know how we were joking about how, like, this bed and breakfast, or, like, one bathroom? Stasiak just texted me a photo, one toilet.
No.
Oh, no.
Is it really? You're not at a bed and breakfast. You're probably at, like, a VRBO or Airbnb or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it a bed and breakfast?
No, it's an Airbnb.
Is it one toilet for...
I said...
Because Stasiak should have his own toilet, even if five of you have to share the other one. You want him having his own.
Cam, can you save some hot water?
Is there a nearby coffee shop or something for some other business that might need to take place
in the bathroom? Yeah, one toilet. What do you mean? At the house in Boston. What? Check email. There's a pic of the house. One bed.
Oh, no.
Well, no, that's... He can't be. Six guys.
This is going to be... What, six people are going?
Let's see. Cam... Well, eventually. We're going
Is Bush will have to be there, probably, right?
I think Rennie's going to go.
All right.
Morning Skate is back.
You're right. For old time.
That's why they lost. He wasn't at the Morning Skate yesterday. By the way, here's the text topic in the noon hour that we'll try and remember. I want to hear from some Blues fans, and they have to kind of do some quick math, how much money they think they've spent just on playoff hockey. Buying tickets, going to games, drinking beer, maybe you bought a jersey or two. I want a few people to say, God, since this thing started, I've been to 8 of the home games. I've been to 5 of the home games. Or I only went yesterday, but here's what I spent. I would just love to see some of those numbers. Maybe they don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
Do you know any friends that have, you know, bought these $3,000 or $4,000 tickets or anything like that?
No. Somebody I know, their wife got to go because the boss spent like $1,300 per seat. And that was like earlier during this, I think, games 3 and 4. Charlie said there were some tickets for sale yesterday. They were on the glass, but they were like $12,000 a piece or something. But you got all you could drink and eat. I'm like, I guess if you have just ridiculous money and you don't care, then it doesn't matter to you.
God, $12,000.
There's no way.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary.
And the game could be a huge letdown. When you spend tons of money to go to see a rock show or a Broadway musical... It's probably going to be a great performance. And that's why you spend the big bucks to go.
That's why you don't become a sports fan, because the payout is terrible.
You have no guarantee.
Oh, the payout is awful.
Right, that it's going to be an award-winning performance. Unlike the Coveted Hour, the Midday Grind, Frank, which always has a money-back guarantee on it.
Is this award-winning, too?
Award-winning.
Every day.
Chuck is here. The former Parkway North defensive back superstar, Andy Strickland, will talk Some hockey with Strick. Chuck's here. Coveted Hour, Midday Grind next.